Kitchen Age Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Good Thursday morning, and boy, if we got a good show for you today. I'm going to take you over to Princeton, but first we're going to talk to the folks out at the high school, and I have a little special treat. My daughter is doing some of the reporting this morning. She is a co-op student here at the Crittenden Press. Many of you know Elliot from basketball and softball, but she's also a pretty good reporter. So she is going to bring us some information on the Grand March, which is at 7 p.m. Saturday out on the campus inside of Rocket Arena. And of course, Grand March is the opportunity for everyone to or the public, that is, to come out and see folks in their prom dresses, because it's a prelude to the prom. So without further ado, here is Elliot talking with Stacy Belt, who is the coordinator of the event.
This is Elliot Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press. Today, I'm here with Stacy Blackburn, the coordinator of prom. So, Stacy, prom is back home this year. How is that going to look compared to the past years?
Compared to the past years, we are keeping it all local. It's all going to be held right here in Rocket Arena. The Grand March, as well as prom, the dance for the kids, is going to be in Rocket Arena as well. It's all going to be located there on the gym floor. And we're all excited to have it back here in town and keep everything as local as possible.
So, what is the theme for this year's prom?
This year's theme is a walk through Wonderland. So, Alice in Wonderland kind of vibes, but a little fancier, a little more traditional than your typical Alice in Wonderland themes.
How are you going to use your own creativity to make prom special for this year's students?
I don't know about my own creativity, but we are working on working with a small budget, and so we do have to get a little creative with that, but we're just trying to keep it with the theme and just make it special for the kids. I question myself sometimes, but everybody around me seems to think it's going to be great, so we're working hard on it this week to get it together.
How is Grand March going to look with the dance being directly after?
So Grand March is going to be a little different this year in the sense that we are not allowing parents to come on the gym floor to take pictures after Grand March is over. We decided that just from a safety standpoint because the dance is actually going to be held on the gym floor. We didn't want the public being able to access that area just for safety purposes and being able to keep a timeline for everybody. So as soon as Grand March is over, parents are going to exit to the top around the track at Rocket Arena. They're welcome to take pictures there. They're around the track, outside, in the lobby, wherever they want to. And then immediately following Grand March, we're going to start the dance, and the kids, if you leave, are going to come back through the bottom door of Rocket Arena, and you have to be in the building by 8 o'clock, and you'll have to go through Open Gate, which is our security system that keeps everybody safe and in check for everything for the dance. And that's going to start at 8 o'clock. We're going to start the dance immediately after Grand March, but it will officially start at 8 o'clock, and that's when all the kids have to be in the building.
And Grand March is what time?
And Grand March is going to begin at 7 o'clock, with the kids being there at 6:45.
What time does it end?
And it goes until 11 o'clock. So dance from 8 to 11, Grand March begins at 7.
What about the public? Do they have to buy tickets to attend Grand March?
The public does not have to buy a ticket. This is a free event for everybody. We want everybody's friends and family to come and be able to enjoy it and see all the kids. I know they like having the public there as well. It is, however, we function on donations for Grand March and the decorations. So we welcome all donations from anybody. And there's usually buckets set up front if you feel like you'd like to give something towards that. If not, you can always contact the school and let us know, and we can set you up with that too.
Do you need help around your home or farm? Preferred Tree and Land is here to serve. Total tree and stump removal, landscaping, dirt hauling, drainage system, grade and dirt work, retaining walls. Call for a free estimate. Find them on Facebook at Preferred Tree and Land, Stuart Haberlock, owner, 270-625-1041. Again, that's 270-625-1041. Preferred Tree and Land.
All right, well, I promised you a trip over to Princeton, but first I want to hit a few more things here. As of right now, there have only been 22 mail-in absentee ballots requested at the Crittenden County Clerk's Office. That's much lower than a typical election cycle, says County Clerk Daryl Tabor. No particular reason that he can put his finger on. You would think it would not indicate a lack of interest in this election because there are so many local races. Tabor said he had anticipated 80 to 100 requests for those ballots. Even in recent low turnout elections, he said that there had been more than 50 mail-out ballots requested. Now, if you didn't get a mail-in absentee ballot and you still want to vote, even though you're not in town on Election Day, which is May 19th, that's on a Tuesday, if you can't be here to vote, there is excused voting, which starts on Wednesday, May the 6th, and runs through Wednesday, May the 13th. Again, all you have to do is testify to your excuse. You're going to be out of town for whatever reason. No, they're not too strict on it. You just say, I'm going to be out of town, I have to work, or I'm going to the doctor, or whatever it is, and they will let you go ahead and cast your vote. And that'll be done out at the county office complex during normal business hours. That does not include Saturday. However, there will be early voting, unexcused early voting. So you don't have to have any excuse. You just go out to the county office complex and vote May 14th through 16th. And that will include, of course, a Saturday, as May 16th is a Saturday. Grab your Crittenden Press this week and you can find out a whole lot more about early voting and some of the requirements. Okay, today we're going to take you over to Princeton, where I went to an event yesterday. It was the formal unveiling of a very large spec building, over 100,000 square feet, a huge building. You can see it when you go to Princeton. If you ever go out to Walmart, if you come into town on the Trice Hughes side of town, you go through the red light out toward Walmart, and when you pass Taco John's and some of those places out there, you just look to your right and over in the industrial park before you get to the hospital. It's a huge, huge building. And Crittenden County played a big role in this. And I'll have all of the details about this interesting partnership in next week's Crittenden Press. But today we're going to hear from Fredonia Mayor Jim Seibert, as well as Caldwell County Judge Executive Cody Young, and then Princeton City Councilwoman Sheila Gates. Many of you probably remember Sheila Gates, but they're going to talk about this project. It's a regional partnership where Crittenden County could not use some grant money that it had at the time, and it all kind of revolves around it was unable to develop anything with this big chunk of money at the time because we were in the height of the water crisis back a few years ago. So under an agreement between Crittenden County and Caldwell County, and with the permission of the state and the State Department of Economic Development, Crittenden was allowed to share its grant option with Caldwell County. So it put the money together in order to build an $8 million spec building. Now, spec building is just a huge empty building is what it is, and then you go try to find some type of industry or business to fill it. And they've done that multiple times over in Caldwell County, but this is the first time in over 25 years they've had any development there in their industrial park. But it's an interesting story, and suffice it to say at this point that Crittenden County played a big role in this. In fact, Judge Executive Perry Newcomb was over at the formal ribbon cutting of the new building, and he was one of the keynote speakers there, as was Rocky Adkins, who is Governor Beshear's senior advisor, and then some other folks, Cody Young, who is the judge executive over in Caldwell County, and Mayor Brock Thomas over there. But it's interesting. There were a number of people from Crittenden County who had gone over to this event because of its partnership in this. And then what's really interesting is all of this is going to come back whenever Crittenden County has its own project. And there's one in the hopper right now. Judge Executive Perry Newcomb tells me he can't really go into any details because industrial development is a very private, ticklish thing. And they're very, very close to the vest on all of it. But Caldwell County then is going to, they have agreed because of this partnership to reciprocate. And Crittenden County stands to get about $2.5 million additional dollars when it begins its project because Caldwell County had agreed to reciprocate. So we're going to start with Mayor Jim Seibert from Fredonia and hear about what he thinks about this project. Of course, Fredonia is closer to Crittenden County than it is Caldwell County. Is right on the county line. It's probably somewhere close to halfway between Princeton and Marion, but it's in an interesting location when it comes to being able to observe how this project could help folks in both communities. Mayor Jim Seibert from Fredonia, and Jim, you're kind of right in the middle of this project, halfway between Marion and Princeton, and just kind of discuss how this is going to affect outliers like us in this partnership between Crittenden and Caldwell County to build this spec building.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Judge Newcomb for everything he's done on this. This was a heck of a thing for Crittenden and Caldwell to come together. That's awesome. And I know there's going to be a lot of complaints that, and this is off question, but we might as well just nip this in the bud, that Crittenden should have taken this money and put it toward this. You can't do that. If you have money for a project, it has to be for that project or you know, that category. You just can't take it and spend it wherever. And this was a wise move because it creates jobs. And you think about it, a lot of people in Fredonia work in the factories there in Marion. So
and a lot of people in Crittenden County come over to Princeton right now and work. You know, we got to quit worrying about county lines and the colors of your basketball team.
That's right. And we started this, I guess it's 10 years ago in Princeton, in Caldwell County, where Princeton, Fredonia, the county, you know, we all started getting together, talking, going out to eat, discussing stuff. And now it seems like it's starting to spread to even bigger things, which is great. This is a good deal.
And Fredonia, of course, is positioned to be a beneficiary again if Crittenden County, this is going to be reciprocal. So Caldwell County is going to pay Crittenden back. And now Judge Newcomb says he's got plans for a work-ready site.
And that's great, too. See there? And then, of course, you're going to need the workforce. So you'll have Caldwell, once more Fredonia people. And how long does that drive to Marion from Fredonia now? 6-7 minutes?
Yeah, it's a lot easier, isn't it, nowadays?
It is easy.
They've got the road, which has been a problematic at times.
I hate, you know, people are losing the houses.
Yeah.
The state's got it where not as many are
right
now, so
yeah,
that's good.
Right. Okay, well, Mayor, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Now let's hear from a former Marion resident, Sheila Gates.
So I have with me also Sheila Gates. Many people in Crittenden County remembers Sheila for sure, and her husband Pat, who won a state football championship for some happy days
long
back
time ago,
then.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about this project and how well it's been received in Caldwell County with help from Crittenden County.
I think that, honestly, Chris, I think that's what I've shared with more people when they ask me, what's the big building up on the hill? Is it a restaurant? What are y'all doing that for? Why are y'all going to debt with that for that? And I'm able to tell them that we were able to apply for a $2 million grant that Crittenden County had the same opportunity, but they didn't have a way to use it at this time, and they offered to partner with us, and we applied for it together, so we were able to only have to borrow half the money that we needed. So we feel like it's our two communities coming together, working together. Hopefully, like the judge said today, we can return the favor in the near future. And another thing I look at is hopefully this is going to employ a lot of people one day, mm-hmm, and we'll employ a lot of people from Crittenden County. Mm-hmm. I think we already do have Crittenden County that comes to Caldwell and work.
Over 260 people commute from Crittenden County to Caldwell County right now that we know of.
Right, right. And so it's just a great, you know, we all always look at the athletic side of it,
yeah,
you know, that we're against each other, but truly we love each other, we support each other, and we're so glad that we can do this together, and hopefully we'll do it with you all.
Except on Friday nights,
that's right. I'm for Crittenden every game except when they play Caldwell.
Yeah,
that's
the
right.
Same way.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you.
And now we're going to close out with the judge executive from Caldwell County.
County Judge Executive Dakota Young, what a wonderful partnership and project this is. Benefit both communities. It's going to come back to Crittenden County eventually.
Yes, so exciting. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the relationship that Judge Newcomb and I have created over these last 3 years. And I mean, this building speaks for itself, and I cannot wait until Caldwell can return the favor for Crittenden County and see what investments you all make in your community as well.
Mm-hmm. Any leads on filling this building?
Yes, actually, we've had a pretty good response so far, which is kind of unheard of because normally companies wait until after the ribbon cutting to reach out. And we've had two projects already submitted to the Cabinet for Economic Development, and we expect many more.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. That's great. Thank you, Coda. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir.
You know, there are almost 300 Crittenden County workers that commute into Caldwell County right now for their jobs. And we're going to take a look at that kind of data and then some other stuff over the next couple of weeks that will interest you. It will all be in the Crittenden Press in a two-part series about regional economic development and business and how county lines really are blurred when it comes to growth and industry and jobs and all those things that make up economic development. We're going to take a short break, and I'll be right back with some sports.
Wright Temp Heating and Air is proud to be part of the Marion business community. Wright Temp and its owners Ira and Chastity Hancock is excited to have its staff now located in Marion in the former Belt Realty Building at 411 South Main Street. You can expect the same reliable service from Wright Temp as you have in years past. For sales, service, and installation, call today for all your heating and air needs. 270-965-5443.
Well, the weather has played havoc with most of the first of the week schedule, so Lady Rockets and Lyon County engaged in a short affair at Marion Crittenden County Park on Tuesday evening before the weather ruled things out for them, so to speak. Crittenden County was ahead 3-2 in the bottom of the third inning when the downpour hit. So that game is going to be made up on May 7th, and that will again take place here at Marion Crittenden County Park. The rest of the game will be played. It will start where it left off with Crittenden County ahead, and Anna Boone was standing at second base with nobody out, I believe. So that's a key 5th District matchup. Speaking of 5th District matchups, Crittenden County boys baseball team was rained out early this week too on Tuesday down at Livingston County. So the way they're going to make that game up, it will be a doubleheader tonight out at Marion-Crittenden County Park between Livingston Central and Crittenden County. And that's a key doubleheader for the baseball team. And also tonight, the Lady Rockets will entertain Livingston County. So you have a double dose there of Livingston Cardinals versus Crittenden Rockets. The softball game kicks off 5:30 p.m. That should be another interesting game. Crittenden County lost down at Livingston last week 3-2 before Livingston went on to the state Class A tournament, where they finished as a semifinalist. They lost to Cumberland County, which was the eventual champion. Lost that game 1-0, and they were actually vying for their third straight Class A championship, but wasn't to be. Still a very good team, and Crittenden County will entertain the Lady Cardinals again tonight at 5:30 p.m. first pitch. Track team Saturday will be on the road at the Area 1 Championships. That is down at Murray. So that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Hope you have a great final day or two of this week and into the weekend. And don't forget, a week from this coming Sunday is Mother's Day. So just giving you a little heads up, a little over a week in advance on that. You can take care of whatever business you need to take care of to prepare for Mother's Day. That's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. We'll talk to you first of the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.